USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden on Wednesday visited a family farm in Kankakee, Illinois, amid concerns of a global food supply shortage. Following the tour, the president is blaming Russia's invasion of Ukraine for the global supply chain disruption, particularly the shortage of wheat.
Ukraine says they have 20 million tons of grain in their silos right now. 20 million tons. And guess what? If those tons don't get to market, an awful lot of people in Africa are going to starve to death.
Senate Democrats say they're not giving up on a federal abortion bill after one failed on the Senate floor Wednesday by a 49-51 vote. The bill would have made abortion legal up until the birth of a child. West Virginia Democratic Senator Joe Manchin joining all Republicans in opposition to the bill. USA Radio News.
If you have a small business, Staples has your sign.
Banners for my bakery?
Staples has your sign.
Oh, posters for my new pet store.
Floor decals for a pharmacy.
Every day, Staples associates help every kind of small business create bold signs to make big impressions. And now get $10 off custom signs, banners, and posters when you spend $50 or more. This is your sign, so print it big at Staples. 1072. Visit staplesconnect.com/thisisyoursign for details.
What's for dinner? Burgers?
After last week, no thanks.
Avoiding foods due to fear of diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools? It may not be just stomach issues. It could be EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency. EPI can cause uncomfortable symptoms because it's a condition where the pancreas doesn't release enough digestive enzymes to break down food. But EPI can be managed. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor about your symptoms. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.